Hey, Nicolette.
Hi, Omadai.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Kaibu to Omadai Podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Why did it take you so long?
I don't know. You didn't look for me.
Is it because I'm black?
It's because you're an asshole fan.
Wow.
You have to make you suffer a little more.
Why is it? Why do people hate Arsenal so much?
Because you guys are mouthy. You're so mouthy. You're not humble.
Listen, Arsenal is going through, a long-term bad patch.
It's been long. I think even before I was born.
We will bounce back.
Yeah, we need you guys to stay in the Premier League, you know.
No, I mean, to be honest, I don't think anything is going to happen. So, yeah. We'll just be fine. But anyway, obviously you're here to talk about your work in sports journalism. How did you get started? I mean, I don't know. You don't look like you watch football. Is that there?
Before I used to do entertainment at Ibro.
Yeah.
So I was part of some panel that we used to just talk about gossip as part of the norm.
Yeah.
But then one of the producers from the show had noticed that I tweeted a lot about sports.
Yeah.
And they were looking for a female who could do the Monday show with, they were launching a new Monday sports show.
Yeah.
So she just called me and she told me, can you speak about the things the way you tweet about the things?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, why not? In fact, I think I can do it better than I do gossip.
Yeah.
Then she was like, okay, I want you to start doing that from Monday.
Yeah.
Then that's how I started.
What is the name of the platform?
So there used to be, there's a show that we do, they do every morning called New Day.
Yeah.
So the Monday New Day, what they did is they started a sports roundup.
Yeah.
So it was overall sports, football, rugby, local, international.
So what's the name of the platform?
So I'm with Ibro TV. That's where I've been. I contribute with other media houses, but the main place that I'm known for is Ibro TV.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
For me, I'll always be grateful that they're the only ones who actually gave me a chance.
Yeah.
Because I remember there was a time I really wanted to do radio
in
terms of sports. And I had spoken to some guys and they're always like, yeah, we'll let you know. You'll come and do a voice test, blah, blah, blah. But they would never get back to me.
Yeah.
I think maybe they looked at me and didn't see like I knew what I was going to talk about.
Yeah.
Or it just seemed like it was just I'm just trying to trend or something.
Yeah.
So with Ibro, because they had already noticed it, because one of the producers follows me on my Twitter, she had already noticed it. So she was like, can you do the same thing you do online on TV?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I can.
What would you suggest, let's say women pundits who want to join this space, what would you suggest they start doing?
First, I would suggest use your online pages well.
Yeah.
Like your Instagram, your Twitter, that's always where people are going to know you from. Mm. And then secondly, build networks.
Yeah.
Okay. The female punditry space, I understand, is not easy for everyone.
Yeah.
You really have to have thick
skin. But, actually, there's no female punditry. It's just punditry. It's just that you just happen to be a woman.
You just happen to be a woman. But you see, the problem is when you're a woman in that field, you're not going to be taken seriously. Mm-hmm. So you have to always, how do I say, ignore that part.
Yeah.
Ignore the fact that there's always going to be someone who's going to tell you you don't know what you're talking about. You have to always, that's the first thing you need to do, ignore that fact.
Yeah.
As long as you know your facts, you know your sports.
Yeah.
Because sports is not gender-based.
At all.
It's not gender-based. And for me, I'd say women will pay more attention because there are hot men running around. I mean, of course, the woman's going to be paying more attention.
I think the only gendered space about it is that there's like women's football and men's football. But as far as commentary is concerned,
it's not gender-based.
Yeah.
I mean, even refereeing these days is no longer gender-based. You have female refs in a male match, so it's no longer gender-based.
Yeah.
So they're always going to be those people who have that backward way of thinking, women belong in the kitchen, blah, blah, blah. So the first thing you need to do, first of all, you have to have thick skin.
Yeah.
You need to always be prepared for that. As long as you know and you're confident in what you're saying. Because you see, the thing with sports is it's a debate.
Yeah.
I'm seeing things from a different angle. You're seeing things from a different angle.
Yeah.
It's different. It's meant to be different.
Yeah.
No one is ever going to be right and no one is ever going to be wrong.
Yeah, and you don't have to agree.
And you don't have to agree. You just have to know the rules and understand the sport.
Yeah.
So even when you're arguing out why your point is right, you understand the rules of the game.
Yeah.
Because we have men who will argue. They come online and argue all the time, but they don't even understand the basic rules of the sport. So it's as long as you understand the sport, you just have to go with that. But thick skin, use your networks,
yeah,
and meet people.
Yeah.
Because for me, I'll say the thing that has helped me the most, I think as much as you'll meet the one, two guys who are still backwards, there are also guys who really want to help and really want to be part of your journey.
Yeah.
So allow yourself to meet people, no matter, and don't be afraid of how famous these people are.
Yeah.
Because for me, I feel like guys in the sporting industry are much more, they're much more nicer. They're easier to approach.
Yeah.
They're always willing to help. Because for me, I'll say, I mean, people like Bernard Ndong,
yeah,
he's someone I can text and say, yo, I have this idea. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're people who, they're always there to help. Eric Njiru was one of the first people to take me for a rugby game. I would enjoy rugby, but I would never go because I always felt like you'll be intimidated. He'd always be like, Nicolette, let's go. What are you sitting here doing? Let's go. Yeah. There are guys who will help. So you have to be able to reach out. You have to build your networks. Don't be shy.
Yeah.
Don't be intimidated by whatever someone is going to tell you. But yeah, I think that's the first thing to do. The networks, they're very important.
What are the challenges that you faced in this space? I mean, other than people not taking you seriously because you're a woman.
I think for any woman in this industry, the first challenge you're going to face is being female. You know, there's nothing wrong with it, but the minute just someone sees only them.
Because the space has been predominantly male.
And then also when you're female, you have to have a certain look. Like I have to have my jeans, a jersey, like a tomboyish look, sneakers.
Yeah.
Then there's a higher percentage.
You can't wear your heels.
You can't wear your heels. There's a higher percentage I'll be taken a bit more seriously.
Yeah.
But at least I'm seeing now, because now we can see there's some women who are like, me, I'm going to come up with my short dress and my high heels and I'm still going to talk about sports more than you probably know.
Yeah.
So I think just that whole, the image behind how a woman in sports should look, I think that's our biggest challenge.
Mm.
And I think the only reason why it's like that is I think the people, the women who actually made it and became famous, naturally just prefer to dress a certain type of way.
Yeah.
So I think it's perceived as a woman, if you're talking about this, you need to look like that, not like this.
But then it's complicated because that is...
It's not...
It looks like it's meant to make men feel comfortable, but...
Yeah, and it's not the case.
But how about you? That's very weird.
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest challenges. And then if you're comfortable being how you are, you just also have to know this industry is full of the weirdest men you're probably going to meet.
Yeah.
There's always going to be that guy who's going to be like, I can see what you do. You know, I am so and so. I can help you become even bigger. And then the intentions were never to make you become even bigger, because you're always going to meet those kind of people.
So exploitation.
Yes.
Are you saying that it's more in like sports media than media in general, because there are very few women?
I think in sports media, why it would be more is because there's that hunger for what I would say with most women is there's that hunger of I want to be known that I can do what I can do.
Yes.
So I feel like we sort of make ourselves a target.
Yeah.
Because you see, as much as I'm telling you to network, you're going to meet those guys who are going to be like, yeah, give me your number, I can help you out. And then that becomes a whole different story.
Yes.
So I think that's the reason we have this thing that we are aggressive.
Yes.
We want to be heard.
Yes.
And it kind of makes us more prone to exploitation.
But do you think that it would be okay if it's consensual rather than, you know, when the woman is being exploited?
The problem is
there's
a consensual. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, sometimes you just vibe with someone and you're in the same industry.
Yes.
But then there's the, I'm refusing your advances, and because of that, you've decided you're going to sabotage everything I try and do.
Yes.
Because that is there a lot. And I think that is kind of the leading reason as to why we have less women in journalism.
Yes.
And especially in sports journalism.
Yes.
Because, you know, if I mess up with this particular person, because this particular person holds a certain weight when it comes to sports journalism, it's just going to mess up for me, because of course someone's going to ask, hey, I've seen you talking to this chick, what's your opinion on her?
Yes.
And someone will be like, ah, that one sumbua, leave it, you know. That's the problem.
Okay. What would you say are some of your highs as far as this space is concerned and this career?
I think for me, some of my highs would be, first of all, being recognized
as
a person who does sports.
Yeah.
Because that fact, when someone just is like, oh, I know you do that thing, you feel good. It's for me, I feel like that's the first thing. The second thing was actually being given that opportunity without having to use back doors. You get because the person who allowed me to be on the show, first of all, was a woman. Was a woman.
Yes.
Secondly, my co-host at that time, who's Delvin, who's now our producer for Soccer 360.
Yes.
He was an easy person. He never looked at me as you're female and I'm male.
Yeah.
We're just people in sports.
Yeah.
For him, the gender thing, it didn't even cross his mind.
Yeah.
Even sometimes the guys on the show have to keep telling him, Nicolette is here. She's a girl. Don't say this in front of her. And he's like, she's our G, but I just
yeah.
So I think for me, I'm lucky that I met the right people.
Okay.
As much as it took a while, but I think that's the first time being on air and speaking about it with one of my highs.
Okay. What would be your advice for people who want to, especially women who want to first start up in this space, but also, take it, to the next level?
I think don't limit yourself.
Yeah.
If you feel like you want to act Sky Sports because of an analysis that you feel they did not as well as you could, do it.
Yeah.
I think these guys see them because, especially now in Kenya, I feel like the whole world is on us right now.
Yeah.
I think because of, the people who have put that, Akina, Elsa, and all these guys who have put that spotlight on us.
Yeah.
So whatever you do right now, international houses are going to look at it.
Yeah.
So just don't limit yourself.
Yeah. What would you say is the future of sports journalism here?
For me personally, I feel like, we are more recognized now, number one.
Yep.
Sports in general, from the journalism to the athletes, I feel like we're more recognized.
Yeah.
The only problem I feel like is the support, that it's not there. Because if you think about it, even we don't really have all-rounded sports shows.
Yeah.
And even if we do, it's like really old people and they're old guys. Like there's no, the content behind it, the support behind it.
Yeah.
It's still not there.
The banditry itself.
Yeah. It's still not there. We don't have like a whole station that's dedicated to sports. We have so much sports in Kenya. No one is doing that. You understand?
Yeah.
I know Mad Goat has been trying to push like a local sports show online, and there's a lady who's actually the host, but still there's no support behind it. You understand?
Yeah.
There's no people sharing this is like a local FKF Premier League sports show.
Yeah.
I think the support behind this is what's lacking.
What can be done to make sports more accessible? Because like you're saying, we don't have...
I think the content around it, I think brands coming up and supporting the content behind it. I mean, brands come up and support entertainment. Why can't they come up and support sports?
Yeah.
Don't wait for someone to break a record. That's when you're coming to support it.
Yeah.
Support it from grassroots.
Yeah.
I mean, it's happening. International guys are the ones supporting grassroots clubs. Why? Why can't we do it ourselves?
Yeah. What would you say is the future for you? Where do you see yourself?
If it was up to me. No.
I mean, maybe not in 5 years, but like so you've done this and you're really good at it, you're known for it. Not only on social media, but you're also on TV and stuff. Where do you see yourself? Going for maybe not in 5 years.
I think what I would really want is, number one, because I'm in that content space, number one, I would really want to have like an all-rounded proper sports station. Like for me, that's what I feel like we need.
Yeah.
That would be, if Super Sport are listening to this right now, guys.
I'm here. Kenyan, Nicolette TV.
It would be nice to be able to have something like that.
Yeah.
Because also I feel like as much as sports journalism is there, we're the voice for the people in the industry.
Yeah.
And I feel like they also need to be heard.
Okay.
So that if I'm able to do that, inshallah,
I
would love to do that.
Okay. So thank you very much for coming. And thank you so much for your insight.
Hi, I'm Nicolette White. I am a sports pundit on Ibru TV, Soccer 360. Thank you, Wamadai, for hosting me on the Wamadai podcast.